This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Welcome to another edition of Faherty Up Close from a Distance. My guest today is an old friend of mine. Well, he's not that old. He turned 59, I think, recently. So he's, well, 3 years younger than me. But he's a star of TV and film. He's one of the great, great comics, George Lopez. George, thanks for joining me. It's great to see you, buddy. Where are you?
I'm in my house in Los Angeles. You know, this area here, I'm not sure if they've ever fully embraced the mask and social distancing. It's a very affluent area. There are very few Hispanics who live in this area. So I'm very comfortable when they walk by and they're not wearing masks to yell out in Spanish, "Vas a matar a todos, cabrones," which means you're going to kill us all. And they don't know it's me.
Hey, tell me about how you got into golf. I know there's a story about, when you were growing up, there was a 7-iron in the house. What was that for?
The 7-iron was for, if we ever heard a noise, you know, my grandfather grabbed the 7-iron, and it was used to keep the dog in the backyard. There was a side gate, and the dog would push on the door, and my grandmother got the 7-iron and put it between the block wall and the fence, and the dog couldn't get past the 7-iron. So golf was more of a tool than a club. It was more of a security protector than it was something you want to hit 150. And then I started playing on Christmas Day of 81 on a dare. My friend Ernie said to me, "Hey, let's go play golf." I'm like, "Where? I know Carrizo up there somewhere." He says, "They're probably closed." No, I called them. They're open. So we went over there. We rented clubs, and at El Carrizo, that time, I guess, the selling alcoholic beverage to minors was not enforced. So we got 4 silver bullets each and went, and we missed the ball. We laughed. We hit it in the water. We talked to each other's backswings. We didn't know what a putter was. And, you know, that day I never put a club down, and I don't think I ever attached myself to something this long that from a first impression made on me, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, growing up, you know, in the neighborhood there with your grandmother and your grandfather and getting interested in golf, what was it like for you to meet Lee Trevino for the first time?
Oh, well, you know, I met, you know, you see the, you know who Herman is, you know the hole-in-one at the Toyota thing, you know the La Victoria. He was an announcer with Vin Scully. Vin Scully was Dodgers. Lee Trevino and Vin Scully were an amazing pair of announcers together. And you know that Lee Trevino is a champion. I saw the snake with Nicklaus. So Andy Garcia was supposed to play with Lee at the Valencia Championship Tour over there by Magic Mountain in California. And then Andy calls me the day before. He's like, "Hey, George, I can't play with Lee. You think you can fill in and play tomorrow with Lee?" So I said, "Absolutely. I'm going to put a red shirt on. I'm going to wear black pants. I'm going to put a Band-Aid on my arm right here, like him at the U.S. Open, with my black shoes." And you heard that he was kind of grouchy, that he could be standoffish. So all of a sudden, the closer I get to the range, I start thinking, well, maybe I'm expecting too much from somebody that I've never met. And he's over there hitting balls, and he's by himself, and he's talking, he's turning around, and he's laughing. He says, "Man, come on, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, you got hit like this, man." He's trying to change everybody's grip. And then he looks up and he goes, "Hey, my man, woo, your mama was something on that show, man." And I was like, and then what was he wearing? A red shirt and black pants.
Yeah, the difference is, you know, Lee's pants, you could iron them in a toaster. You know, 38-24.
So they took a picture of us from behind, and we were walking in our matching outfits on the same step, on the same foot. And he took off right after, got his number, and I was driving home, and I was like, "Wow, man, when I got back, and Ann said, "How was it?" And I said, "It's the first day of my life that I didn't want the sun to go down." And she goes, "Great," and spun around and walked out. She thought I was gonna say the birth of my child or our wedding. No.
Well, you know, I can see him and you, because, you know, Lee would always talk to the locker room attendant and the guy who was doing your shoe. I mean, you're always the same, you know, you go, it's if you're not comfortable with the, you know, the high end country club member, but boy, I mean, you really identify with the guys that, that work for them.
Oh, I love those guys. You know, at Lakeside, I have my tournament there. I've had it there for 13, 14 years. And, you know, after the tournament, you drink a little bit. A couple of years ago, they said, hey, they came up to me. They go, you know, you do this every year, and you know we don't like it, and you still do it. I said, what do I do? We tell you you can only have 140 players. You have 184 players. We tell you that, you know, you can't be past 11, and you, every year you guys are past 11. I'm like, so another drink with Pesci. I tell Pesci, Pesci gets me worked up. Hey, go tell them. Go tell them you're going to leave. Tell them to go F themselves. George, I go over and tell, get another margarita. I tell the bartender, you know what? I'm going to leave this place, man. I'm done. And he goes, they can't. I can't. I said, you know, respect. I'm going to leave. Go back. And I drink the margarita. And they go, Joe goes, look behind you. Look behind me. It's all of the staff that's Latino, like when like a pool cue. They're all like in a triangle. And then one says, por favor, Señor Lopez, no te vas. And they're like, don't leave. They're like, yeah, don't leave. Don't leave. They're like, everybody, don't leave. Oh. So I ended up staying. But, you know, I always love the people that aren't afraid to work. You know, they if they do something and you'll do it too, I think that's the common bonding thing that I'm always more attracted to the working class man than the country club guy.
Let's do a little rapid fire, George. I do this in my show on Golf Channel. What's your current handicap?
10.2.
All right. What's the lowest you've been?
I shot 78 in Las Vegas at Valley High.
Should the Astros give their World Series rings to the Dodgers?
Oh. Yeah, we'll just strip them for the diamonds, yes.
Yeah. You had a birthday last week in quarantine. How did you celebrate?
I had mariachis in front of my house, six feet apart, and I had friends drive by. It was the first drive-by in Los Angeles where no one was killed.
How many chihuahuas do you have?
I have two here, but I've rescued maybe 25 in the last 7 years.
You've rescued, that's so cool. I love that. Have you ever hung out with Snoop Dogg?
Yes, we're good, you know, close friends. But Snoop is always, when I had my talk show, he came on, he was my, I called him my golden ticket. So he had this Lakers sweatsuit, and my wardrobe person says, do you have a bottle of water? I'm like, yeah, do you have a bottle of water? I go, what happened? So Tiffany fainted steaming Snoop's Laker outfit that he was going to wear on the show because it had so much weed smell in it that as she was steaming it, it regenerated the smell. And she says, all I remember was just the lights falling back. Boom, it knocked her out. She's steaming the thing. It's like, she's just like...
That's cool. George, thank you so much for joining me. Give mine my life.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.